Last week on the Dice of Thunder podcast,
Darnayru didn't want to see Mugland go over the edge. He still thought that there's more information to get from Mugland.
I'm going
to
use my staff and cast three action wall of water.
And he's saved. And Luden, and Luden gets a hero point.
Yay! Yeah!
We can't trust him. This is a mistake. We've tried diplomacy. It failed us.
Varg?
No, I don't want to hear it.
Varg?
No!
He was giving us information.
Don't dad talk me.
Varg, would you like a leche?
Unfortunately, we've come to a point where I know I need your help. I know that it's going to happen again tonight. See? Well, I thought they were corpses. I heard a deep, booming laughter and a voice calling my name. Oh, Brost Mugland. Somehow, some way, in all of his travels between the Mwangi and the Mana Wastes, Varg has heard tale of a creature like this. Kairos is slowed too.
So do I only have one move action now?
You have one action.
That I got. Yeah,
yeah, period. Third strike on Kal-El, natty 20.
Oh, good lord.
For 38 poison damage.
Oh my gosh.
With a natural 20.
Varg expected these things to come straight for Mugland, not like waste time with us.
Yeah, Luden just want, first of all, she's worried her cat's gonna die because he's down to 14 hit points. Ooh. And also she would like to use some range spells.
Okay.
And be out of that cloud.
You are no longer sickened as you take the end of your turn. That brings us to the end of round two and the end of this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast. Man.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, probably illegal in several countries by now.
Ooh, let's hope.
But why
do you think we're
illegal?
Outlawed?
Ooh, we are the outlaws.
Probably
only in Alkenstar.
We're probably Alkenstar. Outlawed in North Korea.
Oh, for sure.
I've never even heard of
this. All
Korea.
Podcasts are outlawed in North Korea.
All of them?
All of them.
Here's the cool thing. What if we weren't, though?
North Korea.
You're the only one allowed.
Number one podcast.
We check that map. Check the map where it shows, you know, the blips on where people are downloading from.
Yeah, the
blip map. I want to see a blip in the North K. Let's go.
We don't have any North Korea blips. I'm sorry, Greg.
Not yet. But as soon as we're no longer outlawed.
I think there may be a humanitarian issue there.
I'm not really sure if it's a market we want to go after.
I don't think it is.
Yeah.
No.
Hey, there's no market that our show isn't good for.
Did you read about them tying garbage and poop to
I don't
want to
talk about North Korea.
Down into South Korea?
Oh, sending it to South Korea? I did hear about that. They're tying their trash to balloons.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's actually kind of smart.
We do have our first listener from the African continent. We have a listener in Kenya.
Really? Yeah. What's up, my people? Not me. Thank you for listening in. Jumbo. Let's go, baby. Tell a friend, like, subscribe, talk about this. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
be
man.
An influencer right there in Kenya. Tell them by Kairos.
Is the island of Madeira part of Africa? I think it is because it's west of.
Why do you assume Duval knows?
I know he looked right at me.
Not. Wow. It's west of Morocco. So I'm assuming that it is the
continent. We know he ain't
Africa,
looking at me.
We have a listener there.
Madeira, huh?
In Funchal.
Huh.
Wow.
Probably somebody on a cruise listening to the Dice of Thunder
If you're podcast. On a cruise listening to us.
It's Gail.
Yeah, it's Gail.
Well done.
Yeah. You're living your best life.
Yeah, you made it.
You escaped the floating skyscraper.
That's a really far away cruise.
That is.
Welcome to our listeners from Ecuador.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Argentina and Brazil.
Brazil.
Oh. Hola.
Hey.
Ciao.
Yeah.
I love capoeira. Am I right?
Yeah, he's right. Sure.
They're breakdance fighting.
Yeah, it's breakdance fighting. Love capoeira. It's great stuff.
We have someone who's listening in Dawson's Creek.
What?
The show?
It's Chad Michael Murray.
British Columbia, which is not anywhere near a normal human
that was good.
Like area.
normal human area.
Yeah. Chetwynd, technically, is the city in Canada. Wow. Where we have a listener.
There's like three people that town.
There's really a place called Chetwynd.
I am curious. I am curious.
Is that Alex?
No. This is Western Canada.
Alex is on vacation Eastern Canada. In Dawson's Creek.
Doesn't Alex live in Canada?
Quebec.
Canada.
Quebec.
Is 3,000 miles wide.
I know it's
wide.
Big, okay. But...
it's bigger than... Is it bigger than Texas?
Nothing's bigger than Texas, baby.
According to Canada's 2016 survey of people, what's that called again?
Census. My gosh. Yeah.
I don't know.
Survey of people. Survey of people.
They count everybody.
They found most people were Canadian.
2,500 people live in Chetwynd, BC.
No that way. Is
pretty small.
Huge.
That's bigger than my
thriving
hometown.
Thriving metropolis.
It is bigger than your town.
My hometown.
Your hometown. What's your hometown?
Rainier.
You're from Rainier?
Rainier, Washington.
I didn't know that.
Washington's so
the armpit of
Yelm.
You got more of like a Federal Way vibe.
Wait, if Yelm's already an armpit.
Yeah, think about that.
Wow.
Yeah,
a lot of good cabins in Rainier, am I right?
No, it's mostly junkyards and mobile homes.
Oh, man.
Yeah, that's most of it.
You took us down a little bit.
Shout out Rainier.
Rainier, baby!
Question
What's
mark?
The call from Rainier?
Is it a question
what,
mark?
What do y'all say?
Oh, man, I don't know.
What would be the call if you're a Rainierian?
It's the Rainier beer thing.
Oh, it's the Rainier.
It's probably like, hey, Mac, you got any meth left?
Come on. You can't say that.
Oh, come on.
You can't.
That's so good.
Even though it's true.
Oh, my gosh.
Apparently, we're not illegal in Vietnam.
Whoa. Well, I mean, Vietnam, Cambodia, the war's over. Yeah, so right? That makes sense.
I don't know if they're restricting people's right.
No,
to
Vietnam has a thriving tourist industry.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, let's go to Vietnam.
The food's terrific.
We can meet a Thunder Buddy.
Just saying.
I'm real iffy about trying foods in places that aren't someone didn't eat before me.
Not me. Even if I get a watery butt, I'm
really?
Gonna try it.
I can't do it.
Gross. No. You guys are the worst.
Mm-hmm. How? That happens. You go to a new place, you got to get used to all the microbes that are in that place. You eat some food, you get a watery butt. That's what happens.
Diarrhea.
Dum dum.
Diarrhea.
You can always count on you to double down on how disgusting something is.
I mean, when you're climbing up a ladder and you see something splatter.
Right.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry, honey.
When you slide in the first, you feel a sudden burst.
Stop. Jesus, stop. Please, God, stop. Stop.
When you're rolling in your Chevy and you feel something heavy, diarrhea.
We used to sing a song for hours.
I'm sure. 12.
Come on, Kenya. Say it loud. Diarrhea.
Sing it with me, Kenya.
Oh, man.
God. We're not a diarrhea podcast. All right. We're
a refined podcast.
When last we left the Shumfall of Five, they were fighting horrible nightmare monsters on a skinny platform 400 feet above the water.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Quick Chicken. Transition.
We're always in these skinny situations.
You got out of that fast.
I had to, man.
I know.
Almost as fast as diarrhea.
You even had your sound effect queued up yourself.
It's always right here. Better. Ready to go. Ready to go.
Oh, man.
Wow.
We're going to take 6 months off recording this.
No.
We ended round two with a bit of a crisis happening.
Yep.
In Kairos, where he's slowed two.
Yeah.
Slowed three while inside the aura means you don't move or act on your turn. You're basically unconscious and dying and essentially just sickened and coughing to death.
That was exactly what it would look like, right? You just can't breathe. You're just coughing.
Just coughing and like being caught in a fire. You would just be coughing yourself out. You're intense. Thank you. Excellent role playing.
Thank you. Juilliard, here we come.
It is Kairos' turn.
It is. And he is going to move south. He's going to move into the room out of the smoke.
So you have a 20-foot move speed?
25.
25.
Because
that moves you exactly to the distance out of the cloud.
And I go to sicken to one?
You go down by one at the end of your turn, so you're now sickened one and slowed one. Because you were at two before, and now you're ending your turn, so you took your one action.
Yeah.
So that's your whole entire.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got. That's all I need.
Okay.
Just to get, what to I get needed. By.
Darnayru.
Darnayru isn't going to move, which is risky. I know.
It sure is.
But my middle name is not risky.
Coward.
is Yella. I'm going to just, since he's already, this wraith is between Varg and I. Just yes. Give you the look again. It goes me, wraith, Varg, wraith from left to right. And so it's already off guard to both of us.
Indeed.
So I'm just going to swing at it. So I got to roll my conceal first.
DC 5 flat check.
I rolled a natty 3, so I cannot see it.
Your first action fails.
Does the DC go up to try to do it again?
No.
It's just the same?
It's a flat check. But right. You are slowed one. So this would be your last action.
Yep. This is, we're going to try it. Just rolled it. Didn't even think about it. Just did it. Rolled natty 7.
Okay. You're good.
Got the bad rolls out of the way, and I'm going to try to hit it.
Okay.
Please hit it.
Did you get those bad rolls out the way?
Nope. That's, I mean, it's better than 3 the last and a 7.
Is he, are you moving up at least?
Yeah.
Okay. Like to a 9 or something?
Oh, almost. So that puts me at a 26 to hit.
That is a miss.
Oh, man. I know a 25 is a miss from before. That's my whole turn, and I'm still in here. So fortitude save?
Yeah, fortitude save.
Please be good.
You have the resolve, right?
I do, but I did not roll well.
Bro, you need to switch that die.
I do. It was doing really good a week ago. What is 16 plus 7? 23?
Not enough.
Okay. So now I'm sickened and slowed too?
Yes. While you remain in the aura. You are sickened and slowed.
Man, I just really, really wanted to get a hit in there before I.
Normally, you can retch to lower the sickened condition. You cannot do that while in the aura. Isn't that wild? Because it's persistent.
Only catfolk can retch.
No, anybody can retch to lower their sickened condition, but not while you're in this smog aura. Very challenging. And it's time for the one that's right next to Varg to take its turn.
Even with him off guard, that was still a miss.
What'd you roll total? 23?
No, I rolled a 20.
16 plus 7?
23, yeah.
That's a miss.
Oh, man.
The disdain.
I did forget about the off guard.
And all of a sudden, I was like, I thought I rolled a 26, but I did not.
It is a miss. We're rolling to strike Varg, who has not yet been hit.
Correct.
He's fresh.
What, Greg?
Last week.
On the Dice of Thunder
I
podcast.
I rolled a 25 or a 26 to hit against an off guard creature.
Well, that's too bad.
And it was still a miss?
No.
Dang it.
I forgot. I didn't know about the off guard. Whoopsie doodle.
I got to do a roll off.
What do we do in that case? Because that's definitely retcon territory. I got that wrong.
It is, but I was just going to roll whatever you said.
Roll damage.
Okay.
On Smog Wraith 1, as I am interrupted.
Sorry. I was just thinking. I was like, man.
Rules lawyer strikes again.
2d6 plus 6 and sneak attack.
Oh, now we got to wait for all this crap.
46 plus 6 and then, which the initial damage is.
I'll need all your different types of damage.
Right. So the first is just 21 for my vitalizing Flissa.
How much of it is what?
So that's all slashing damage.
Okay. 21 slashing damage from the Flissa. And then the added vitalizing damage.
That is persistent, so I'll have to roll that on your turn.
Okay.
At the end of your turn.
Very good. So that's Smogwraith number 1. Is the one that you hit with that. And it does take some damage from your slash.
It doesn't make all... Only the persistent damage is vitalizing, right?
Yeah. As far as I know, yes.
That should be it. Okay. Hey, but we fixed it.
Retcon
I did something.
Over. It's like Darnayru got an extra attack. It really was his attack from last week that we didn't do correctly. Yay!
So I'm not completely worthless. But I am still slow too and sickened too.
Stay tuned.
What you didn't do was save Varg. Who is under attack now, a 32 to hit Varg.
That is a hit.
17 poison damage against Varg.
Oh,
second
no.
Strike
Vargy.
Coming in at 25 to hit.
That is a hit.
19 poison damage
cool.
To Varg. Third strike coming in at a 16 total, a miss.
Yes, it is.
And it is your turn.
Yes, it is. I'm going to attack that same one that attacked me.
Okay, that is Smogwraith 2, the one on the far right, Gil.
Never mind, I'm going to attack the one next to Darnayru.
All right.
I thought it was the one in between us
you
that
You want to attack
me.
The one that you guys are flanking,
yes,
right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so that is Smogwraith 1, currently flanked by Darnayru and Varg.
May I first do a recall knowledge on this?
Yes.
I want to find out if it's immune to fear effects.
Did we determine if recall knowledge has the concentrate trait?
Oh, that's a good question, because I'm raging.
I don't recall.
I will tell you right now. Recall knowledge, the action has the following traits: action, secret, and concentrate.
Dang it.
You cannot recall knowledge.
Okay.
You angry, angry Colo.
I'm going to work under the assumption that they're immune to fear effects. They're a wraith. I don't want to waste an action
trying to intimidate
them. So I am instead going to use a Megaton Strike.
Very good.
You think you should overdrive first?
Absolutely.
Why not?
Absolutely.
You're three actions, right?
Wait, we already talked about this. I can overdrive now while raging.
Overdrive does not have the concentrate
correct
trait.
Okay. Never mind. Before Varg attacks, I'm going to attempt to overdrive Kinflenser.
Okay.
I need...
This is brutal.
It's a DC 26 now to pass.
Are you serious? That just keeps going up, huh?
Yeah.
But so does your crafting skill.
So does my crafting skill, yep. And actually, thanks to Darnayru's heroism that you gave me, I'm at plus 20 for crafting right now.
Tip of the cap for
you. Yeah, a 6?
Thank you.
Is all you need?
A 6 is all I need.
You got this.
I got a 7.
Wow. Okay. Successful override.
Successful overdrive.
Overdrive.
Kinflenser is overdriven. Now I will use my last two actions to make a ton strike.
Before you roll to hit.
I already did.
I need a DC 5 flat check then.
DC 5 flat check.
It's just a standard D20 roll.
Mm-hmm. 17.
That's a hit. A successful activity. What did you roll to hit?
25 to hit.
Uh-oh. Ooh. He's flanking.
Because you were flanking.
Yes.
That is a hit.
Awesome.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Yeah. Overdriven. Yes, I know. Greg's ready to roll his kill stealer.
I'm just
attack.
Holding it. Just holding it.
Wow.
That is 31 damage.
Ouchie. Ouchie. Ouchie.
I don't know if this matters, but 4 of that is caustic damage.
Okay.
So I have the acid now at Kinflenser.
That's right.
And then I have 1d6 persistent vitality against undead.
All right.
Nice.
At the end of its turn, it will be rolling 2d6.
Yeah,
one from each of you.
Heck yes.
Don't forget, because its turn is next. It was 31 damage.
31.
Okay. What an amazing attack. And Darnayru is going to take his... I already know you're doing it.
I'm just
see
roll.
Over there warming it up.
Yeah. 14 plus 17.
That's a hit.
More than 25. Math. Okay, so then.
14 plus 31.
Ooh.
That sounded like a sentence.
That was a sentence.
You are going to die. You are all going to die.
My goodness.
22 damage.
Amazing. Okay.
And then he's already hit with the persistent vitality.
Right. That is the end of Varg's turn. I need you to roll a fortitude save, Varg.
Fortitude. Not great. 26 total.
26 is a success.
Okay.
You are sickened 1.
Okay.
Just regular old sickened 1.
Okay.
That brings us to Smogwraith 1's turn.
Which is this guy.
Keep your guys' D6s ready, because I am going to take that persistent damage, but this is after I do some swing-a-lingin'. Varg, odds or evens?
Even.
On an even, I attack Kairos. On an odd, I attack Kairos.
I love that Kairos is nowhere near us.
On evens, I attack Varg. I rolled a 4. So the first strike is going against Varg, who is flanked with my own Smogwraith.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. A 36 to hit flanked Varg.
That is a crit.
Okay.
Oh, no.
46 poison damage.
That's beefy.
Dang. Okay.
That is
Do you
beefy.
Not have any like poison resist or nothing?
No.
Oh, man.
I have resistance to physical weapons, but...
The second strike to hit Varg is a 32 to hit a flanked Varg.
Not a crit.
Not a crit.
But a hit.
16 poison damage. Third...
Wow.
Third strike against Varg.
Oh, my God.
Uh-oh. I got a 25 on a flanked Varg.
That's a hit.
Oh.
Flanked and sickened.
Yeah, 14 more poison damage.
Wow.
What a brutal...
I'm down to 39 HP.
Oh my gosh.
In one salvo, I took off like almost 100 hit points of damage.
So
now it's time
for
you guys to roll your D6s of vitality damage. All this damage goes through. What'd you roll there, Varg?
Two.
Two.
So did I.
2.
What?
Man.
Yeah.
All right.
Brene.
4 more points of damage against Smogwraith 1, and it is now Luton's turn, who is out of the...
Do you have to roll to see if it persists against both or just one
of
them?
Oh, yeah, no, I do. I definitely do. Thank you, Greg. So, Greg and Varg, I failed them both.
Yes! Woo!
The damage will persist on my next turn if I get one of those, because it's Luton's turn.
Please, Luton, save us.
I have a question. Are these creatures corporeal?
They are incorporeal.
Dang it!
Yeah, that means they don't smell like anything.
We did learn that fact between episodes recently.
That's not all they mean.
Incorporeal creatures do not emit an aroma, even though these have a noxious cloud that they actually do emit.
That we breathe in, yeah. Just doesn't smell like anything.
Right.
Luton's going to cast what could have been.
Okay, so we're getting a level 4.
Oh, that's right, that's
level
right.
Level 4.
What
summoned
form of Luton?
Other Luton. I mean, it doesn't matter. We've already determined that.
You can pick any form. It could be a different Luton from a different reality.
Let's do Dino Luton.
Dinosaur Luton.
Okay. Put her on there.
Awakened Dinosaur Luton. Very good.
She's gotten her cat out of the way.
Listen.
And replaced it with a dino.
Only this dinosaur can cast spells like a sorcerer.
Yeah.
Awesome.
It's like a T-Rex with little arms casting lightning bolt.
Yep. I pictured a T-Rex.
Where would you like to summon that within 30 feet?
Right. Oh, within...
That is the range.
30 feet. As far as it can go from where I'm at.
Then that would be the square to down and to the left of Darnayru.
I think it's colossal, though.
No, it's not. Technically, it's supposed to be tiny, so it's like a Procompsognathus form of Luton appears in this square. Sasquatch Luton wasn't tiny.
Of course
it's
not.
It's fine. It's a medium creature.
Okay.
So this has all the level 4 abilities of Luton. So go ahead and just take yourself down 6 levels for me so we know what spells... No. We know what spells you had at level 4. And now that's 3 actions for regular Luton. Kal-El's not going to move.
No.
And it is Dino Luton's turn. And Dino Luton, without moving...
Dino Luton.
What would she do at level 4 would have...
Level 2 spells.
She would cast Fireball, obviously.
Die. Well, I wouldn't because...
Let's go!
Everyone's in here, and Varg's dangerously low on hit points.
I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Blazing Bolt is a level 2 spell.
Oh, and you can target more than one enemy.
You can target more than one enemy.
That is actually the one I was looking at.
Okay.
Get out of my brain.
You guys spend too much time together.
That's weird.
Like she also has Heat Metal.
Yeah, heat metal is the other one I was looking at, but I think that is a level 2 spell, so I could do that.
But these things are not made of metal. Just spoiler alert.
Metal creature.
Yeah.
I know, I was looking for piercing damage.
She also has level 2 heal.
That was my other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what would you like to do with...
Heal.
Can I buff the heal spell?
If you target a creature... It will be... It doesn't get buffed?
No, the plus damage is only... number is only for healing, not for damage.
You can only do the 2 action casting of it anyway. So it has to be a targeted attack.
Okay.
You just choose which one you want to attack. Or you do the 2 action casting of Blazing Bolt and hit them both. So it's like one where you know all the damage goes through, or you hit 2 and not all the damage goes through, but it does more damage.
I think we're going to go with Blazing Bolt.
Okay. So I will need 2... DC 5 flat checks as this is a targeted spell.
Oh, man. Okay.
Just roll D20 twice.
14.
Good.
And 5.
5 is a pass.
Yeah.
Just right on the nose. So both of these blazing bolts will find their target if you roll high enough to hit. Now.
So that's a plus 17 on my range strike. It's a
plus
strike.
13 for level 4 Luton.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, that's okay. So just roll to hit. I might even be plus 12. What are you now? 9?
Yeah.
And you're at 17?
Yeah,
so it's plus 12 to hit.
Okay. Plus 12 to hit, rolling for each one.
Yes. 2 bolts, plus 12.
Okay, let's go. First bolt. 6 on the die.
That's an 18 is a
That's
miss.
That's a miss. 9 on the die.
That's also a miss.
Dang.
Oh, yeah.
21 is a miss.
Dang.
Going in jail.
Stretch your tail.
Okay, that takes us to the end of Luton's
turn.
Sorry,
guys.
The end of round two.
That's awesome.
They have another. You have another target there, which is good. That brings us to Kairos at the top of round four.
Top of round four, I'm down this hall, and I want to try Holy Cascade again. But it's going to do some damage to my friend Zoves.
But this, the bludgeoning damage is less than the
right.
Yeah.
Scary damage.
Pretty much the only option to throw this is in the square of the monster, which is going to hit Darnayru and Varg as well as the other two.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're all within 20
The max
feet.
It can do to Varg is 18, which if I get all of them. Yeah. I mean, that's half of what you got now.
You'll be
all
right, Varg. Yeah.
You know, just tie your shoe.
Do you get a reflex save on this?
Ooh,
was there saves
on
these?
That would be
these?
In the spell.
Because I didn't roll saves last time.
You didn't roll saves last time. You caught no. There's no saving. There's your no face. Saving throws.
I don't believe you.
Basic reflex. It says under saving throw.
Okay. Oh, DC 26. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. I think I should probably retroactively roll those for the last time I was hit by them. And also,
you
Luton,
did. I thought you did roll them.
No,
and you
I did not roll oh, reflex that was saves. Luton needs to roll a reflex save for the bludgeoning damage she took, and I need to also roll reflex saves for the Smogwraiths. Since we're here, retcon and stuff.
Let's
retcon.
Do it.
Retcon.
Works both ways.
What am I doing? Reflex?
Yeah.
I got a 20 for both. So
excellent.
Oh, 20 total.
All right.
Dang it.
Then no changes are made. But,
but
now
we did it.
We can pass, you know, arbitration in a court of law.
And I can that's sleep right. well.
Yeah, exactly.
That's all that's important to me, sleeping well, getting my Z's. You
well,
know
now
I mean?
We need so reflex saves to... from Varg, Darnayru, and both Smoke Wraiths. I don't know.
I'm rolling so wraiths. Bad right now.
Me too. Yeah. Oh.
Oh, twinsies.
I got a 27 and a lower than that.
Okay.
By a lot.
So you got one pass, one fail.
One pass, one
well,
fail.
Well, like how much lower?
It's not critical fail.
Okay.
I got a 16.
Whoa.
Golly.
26 is this is the total.
Shut up.
Critical fail?
No.
So what does that mean?
Scott
it's double,
turned into Beavis
double,
and Butthead.
Double bludgeoning damage.
I could kill so you right far. Now?
Let's roll it. 3d6.
3d6 is in this cut.
I take half of this on Smogwraith 2.
I take full. Because I failed.
Okay.
11.
11 damage. Halved is 5. That's not why you threw this thing anyway, but Varg no. takes 22.
Oh my goodness. Oh,
I'm going to kill a PC.
Okay. This spiritual damage, you don't. No one gets but the...
That's all coming to me.
Red wine failed.
But the
me.
Nanny guy. Here you go. 21.
21 full spiritual damage goes through to both, except, well, half to Smogwraith 2, because he passed his reflex save. Okay.
Oh, and I'm now... all my...
Your sickened and slowed values go down by 1.
So now he's back to normal.
Back to normal. And that is the end of your turn.
Darnayru is going to use his one and only action to move the full range of movement out of this circle, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30, which will put me right outside of it.
Yes, it does.
Oh, man. And that's my whole turn.
Okie dokie.
Now my values go down by 1.
It is Smogwraith 2's turn, and Varg is by himself. With
sorry, Varg.
No!
A
I'm so
summoned
sorry.
Version of Luton.
I was already going down
Nacho.
This turn anyway.
Smogwraith 2 is the one on the opposite side of Varg from summon Luton. It's the one on his right. They're flanking.
This is bad.
First strike. Natural 20.
Shut your
mouth.
Oh
my god.
I'm not even going to roll the damage.
Unconscious and dying 2.
How many hit points do you have?
17.
My minimum damage knocks you unconscious, which means you're dying 2.
I don't like this.
Oh my god.
Because you were knocked unconscious by a crit.
Okay.
Yai is right. I'm in a bit of a conundrum, and I'll tell you why. So Varg slips in initiative to right before this creature from this point out.
Yes.
Is he at the point where he would die?
Not yet.
Okay.
He still
he's
has
just
a hero
two.
Point, and he's dying too, but Smogwraiths are nasty.
They're going to keep attacking Varg.
I'm going to read part of the description here of a Smogwraith so you understand what they do. If a creature is killed by a Smogwraith, it rises as a Smogwraith spawn
what?
Under the control of the Wraith.
Whoa!
Fully autonomous.
Whoa!
If a creature dies?
Is slain. Completely dead.
Okay.
As creatures are killed by the Smogwraith, their corpses float in the smog because it is so dense that they become buoyant.
Okay.
And so in the cloud of a Smogwraith, one that has been successful, it harvests corpses in order to create more spawn.
That's intense.
But it says corpses. And so is he technically a corpse because he's unconscious and dying?
He's not. And last thing I will tell you about these that you didn't get with your recall knowledge checks, but Darnayru kind of, or Greg questioned about it last week, was, are we concealed against these things? Mm-hmm. You asked me that last week and I said, no, flat, didn't even give you a response. And the reason is because they have a precise sense ability called life sense.
Yeah.
Which means that this thing knows that Varg is still alive,
mm-hmm.
and would therefore try to unalive Varg,
right,
in order to turn him into a corpse.
Oh, yep. No.
That makes sense.
With my first action, I knock you down. With my second action, I am going to try to finish you off.
Yep.
It hits. Well, no, you're prone. You have an armor class while you're prone, because you're wearing armor.
Yes, my armor class while I'm prone is 19, and that's with being everything stacked on.
What is dying? Because I'm looking at Breath of Life, and it says a living creature within range would die. We're talking about dying for, or we're talking about dying.
Or gaining the dying condition.
Let me read it again. I think that's when they're dead.
That's what I thought.
About to be zero forever.
But what the spell says is that...
You prevent the target from dying.
Underlined, as in the dying...
Right.
Is that like gaining the dying condition?
I think what that is the ability to give somebody... kind of like a hero point worthy or, you know, equivalent save of their life.
Okay, so it's like a reaction. The last,
it's a reaction, yeah.
Okay. Well, you have that reaction. I'm just going to keep going with
love
this.
It.
Go.
You interrupt me with your reaction whenever you feel appropriate.
Go for it.
As I roll to hit Varg with my second strike as he's prone and dying on the ground.
I cast Breath of Life.
Is he on? Oh, he's a...
Okay, as a reaction. What? And
I roll 5d8. Hit and restore 5d8 hit points to the target.
What?
Yeah.
It heals?
Breath of Life.
That's amazing.
Also heals the target.
Okay. Kinflincer is dropped. Doesn't it say you drop your weapon in an adjacent square? You fall unconscious? Or does it say in your square? Will you look that up for me while we're dealing with the healing over here?
18.
That's okay.
It just says you fall prone and drop the items you're holding.
Right.
Because Varg is up against the edge of the cliff.
Shut your mouth. Shut your mouth.
No, I'm serious. You drop it in your square? All right, we'll say you drop it in your square. Other podcasts might be weird about it.
Yeah.
Not naming any names. You know who you are.
Because you definitely listen to our show.
You just got 18 healing back, though. You are no longer unconscious. So uncheck that box. Yep. Your armor class definitely goes up, but you are still prone.
I'm still wounded, too.
And also off guard, and you are wounded 1.
Yeah.
Yeah. This... I think the Thunder Die wants you to Thunder Die. Because it just rolled a 34 to hit.
Oh my god!
Which is another crit.
That's another crit!
Yeah.
Which is going to take you to dying 3. How much damage did you do? You're like leaning back.
I did another 46 damage.
46 again?
Breath of Life.
Varg is dying 3. You cannot use more than one reaction per round.
Right.
Oh.
Right.
And I have one attack left.
Uh-oh.
Oh my god.
Varg drops Kinflincer again.
Well, he hadn't even picked it up yet, had he? You just like saying that.
This is so intense.
That's messed up.
Oh, man. It's more than Varg.
At what point can I use my hero point?
When you receive the dying four condition.
Okay. Yes, don't do it any other time.
You can always use a hero point upon receiving the dying condition, is what it says in the hero point text.
I'm gonna write this out first.
Yes, you are.
I might miss. This is my lowest attack bonus.
Right, I'm sure you'll miss.
Get into a waste.
19 AC?
19 AC.
I rolled a 19 exactly.
You literally tied his AC.
Tie goes to the holder of the AC.
Of the die.
Okay. If it rhymes,
so
it's true.
That would put you, exactly. You are hit, you would be at dying 4 right this second. You burn your hero point.
I do.
You are no longer wounded, you are no longer dying, you are just unconscious.
Holy kibbles.
Now without hero points.
Yeah.
Oh my
and
God.
If I die again, I'm dead.
Well, you have yours. No more dying condition. No more wounded condition.
Does it restart the dying?
Restarts it all.
That's right. And unconscious.
Thank you, hero
unconscious. 0 points. Yeah. 0 hit points. It's the other Smogwraith's turn because Varg does not go. He is in initiative order before the Smogwraith's now with 3 strikes.
Suddenly got dark too.
You're out. I know, like literally, it got dark in the
room.
I can't take this right now.
What'd you hit? What'd you roll?
Because it doesn't matter. What I roll. Well, I mean, it does. Not on the first hit, though. And he's got AC 19.
Oh, yeah, you're just gonna... But did you crit it?
I haven't rolled it yet.
Okay.
because if I crit him, it puts him at dying two.
Yes.
Then all I need to do is hit and hit, and he's permanently dead forever.
Yes.
This is the end of Varg.
Unless you miss.
On three dice three. Roll.
Yeah.
What is happening?
Why is the heartbeat? Stop it. That's really my heartbeat. Can't you hear it in my chest?
I think I'm going to be sick. Here comes the first roll. These things are flanking Varg. They're right. They're positioned to take his life.
Natty one. I mean,
behind the scenes, I have a plus 21 to hit on my first strike. That's now in front of the scenes. You have AC 19. This is a guaranteed hit on anything but a natty one.
So let's roll a natty one.
Natty 19.
Oh my god!
That's a crit, isn't it?
Yes.
It's a 40 to hit.
Oh. He's dying too.
You are dying too, Varg.
I can't believe this. No.
Second strike.
No. Natty one, come on.
This is a plus 16 to hit.
I don't care what it is, natty one.
Well, it's in the realm of miss.
That's
now.
True. One, two, or three.
One or two.
Gosh.
Yeah. 16 on
Whoa,
the die.
That's a hit.
No, Greg.
Is that a critical?
That's a crit.
Shut your freaking mouth!
It's a 32 to hit.
So he's dead.
Shut your freaking mouth.
Oh my
gosh.
Did
you just kill Varg? Like dead. Like fully gone.
You have killed two of Jordan's characters now. How do you feel?
End the show. End the podcast.
Shame. Shun the non-believer. How? There's got to be a way.
No.
Oh. Not the...
Because
no.
It's
Varg is dying four.
It's the same round. He can't use his Kairos can't use another reaction. I can't do anything.
This is about as straightforward as it gets.
Who's next? After
I've
this.
Never seen it go that fast.
I still have an action left.
Oh no.
So reactions, okay. Like it's just a known thing that a reaction can only
reaction,
use once.
You can
one
only per use round. Reaction. You can only use one reaction per round.
One reaction per round.
Tell me I missed something.
I'm thinking really hard to try to figure it out.
Oh my god.
Only because they continually hit a creature that's down. The only thing that's weird is when you're unconscious, are you still sickened? Cuz that diminishes your it's not Hero Lab's not stacking those.
No, those are all not
they're
stacked.
They're all status conditions.
He reported his armor class correctly. I double checked that because when you're prone, you're off guard. You're also his rage.
Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh, your even rage. Uncheck your rage. But I don't think it matters because I didn't get close to.
No.
Unless unchecking
only,
your rage bumped
it up
to AC 20.
Up to 20.
And
right.
I got a 32.
Right.
There was never any of those roll. Oh, wait. No. No.
What?
Hold on. The last round, I rolled an 8 on the die. And I had a plus 11. That got me to 19. That would have been a miss.
So he's only...
So the first Wraith to go was Smog Wraith 2.
Yes.
And it was the one that knocked Varg down originally.
Mm-hmm.
And on its third strike, that should have been a miss because you are not raging when you fall unconscious.
Right.
Correct.
The rage ends.
The rage has ended.
Right.
And so you would have only been dying 3.
So he wouldn't have used his hero point
the
yet.
Next Smog Wraith goes, crits you. You technically go to dying 5 in air quotes, even though that's... I mean, it's possible to go that far.
Right.
But you use your
hero point.
You're dying too right now. You're not dead.
Okay.
Varg is not dead.
Oh, man.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like he swings one more time.
Yeah, I feel like this is just delaying the inevitable.
This is... Well, I only have one action left, so I mean, I have a plus 11. This is really how we know if the dice are deciding this, because if I roll another crit...
What's a crit?
A crit is a 19.
Oh, so you literally have to roll 19 or 20 on the
die. And that will take you from dying 2 to dying 4, and then we get to relive this horror all over again.
Oh, I do... Okay.
Thunder Buddies, I'm sorry, but it is important that you get this stuff right in your home game, or else you're Duncan.
Oh.
Yeah, I said it. He killed
three
of us.
He did kill three of us.
Okay. So now the last action of Smog Wraith 1 is going to be to strike an unconscious, dying 2 Varg with no hero points. A 19 or a 20 is a permanent death. Which means there's a lot of miss options on the board, too.
Yeah.
Oh. I rolled a 9.
Yes.
Which is 20. Which does put you in dying 3.
but not dead dead.
Just barely a hit.
Oh, I'm sweating out of everywhere.
It is Luton's turn.
Can I cast my third level heal spell with the Wand of Widening Heal from where I'm at?
Yes. The Wand of Widening Heal is a third level heal spell baked onto it. That's what it does. And Widening Heal would give her a 60-foot radius with a level 3 heal.
Would it heal the wraiths?
It would damage
hurt the wraiths.
Them.
Okay, great.
Okay.
And heal literally everybody else.
I would like to do that, please.
Okay. Roll 3d8. And I need to roll 2 fortitude saves?
Fortitude.
Smogwraith 1 fails. Smogwraith 2 critically succeeds.
17.
All right. Varg, you get 17 health
Hold on.
Back.
Persistent damage. I was holding this die the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, roll it.
Because your turn.
I need Varg to roll it, too. This might change what you do, Luton.
Oh.
6.
A 2.
Smogwraith 1 dies.
Oh, wow!
Yes! That's the tiniest bit of hope I've had this whole time.
After it takes Varg down to dying 3, it dies itself from persistent vitality damage. So, does that change what you want to do, Luton?
I mean, I could target Varg, and is that more?
It would be more single-target single healing.
Single-target healing.
Varg.
Okay, let me do that instead.
3d8 plus 24. You rolled how many?
17.
So plus 24. 41? 17 plus 24? 41.
You're asking the wrong guy.
41 health back to Varg, who is...
Yes.
Oh, that's a good...
Wounded 1.
That's amazing.
We've come so far.
Oh, wow. My goodness.
All of that to be wounded 1.
Oh.
Good grief.
Oh, man.
I'm stressed out over here.
That is two actions.
Two actions. And then when does Dino Luton take her turn?
Right after
right
you.
Right after me. Okay.
Wow.
Sorry.
That was intense.
Yeah.
It was so camping.
Now's not the time, Greg.
Stop trying to make camping happen.
One action heal animal.
Oh, okay.
On Kal-El, please.
I think that's like... It's 5d8 to Kal-El. Plus 24.
Dang.
Is it plus 20? No, the
no,
single
it's not
action.
Plus 24.
Does it get the bonus? Yeah. Man.
But 5d8.
Yeah, that's a lot of health back to Kal-El.
Now you got me all messed up. Oh. Hold on. I got to reroll. I got to just do it with all the dice.
That's
my bad.
That's good. No, you're good.
Don't talk.
Any excuse to roll
don't talk.
A handful
said,
of dice.
She said, don't speak. No, just watch your man.
This is the closest we've had a character come to death.
I'm on edge. I'm on edge.
Technically go to dying 5 before using his hero point. That's bananas.
Not great, actually. 12 plus 7. 19.
19 healing to Kal-El. And it is now awakened dinosaur Luton's turn, who says,
terrifying.
And casts a level 2 straight up heal shot at Smogwraith 2.
Nice.
I think that's... It's time to do some damage.
Yes.
So I need a DC 5 flat check on Dino Luton.
12.
This will go through. I need to roll now a fortitude save in order to resist it.
Yes.
No. Failed my fortitude save.
Full's better
full
than
damage.
Nothing.
So that's 2d8 plus 16?
2d8. No, just
straight
2d8.
Up.
Oh, 2d8. Okay.
And it all goes through. This is starting to feel way more balanced with the summoned extra player character.
Only 5.
Okay. When it was Sasquatch Luton, I was like, this is overpowered.
Yeah.
Like, this should not
I
be taking the place
unbalanced.
Of
it was weird.
A summoned Ankylosaurus or whatever. Like, this is insane. That takes us to the end of the most dramatic round we've had in months, and it is now Kairos Duvalo's turn.
Kairos is shaken and irritated, and he casts Divine Wrath. It's 120 feet, to get a 20-foot burst, so we'd like to have it angled so it just takes out the Smogwraith.
Sure. Okay. So off past the map, but there's this platform extends for hundreds of feet in both directions.
No need to roll to hit, but you do a DC 26 fortitude save.
And what type of damage is it going to do?
It's going to be 4d10 spirit damage.
Spirit damage. Okay. Fortitude save?
Fortitude.
35.
Dang it. So you pass.
Okay.
So you'll take half damage.
Okay.
19.
You rolled 38 damage or 19 damage?
I rolled 19 damage.
Okay,
you take
okay.
Half
so 9 damage.
And
you have an action left.
I have an action left. I'm going to...
Walk over to Muglin, punch him in the mouth. I'll let you do that as one action.
How about I'll shoot an arrow at this thing?
Oh, okay. I need a DC 5 flat check first.
Got a 14.
All right.
I'm going to roll to hit my longbow. Yes, indeed. And it'll be like, it'll be the third.
This is your first attack strike.
Okay. Natty 1.
Aww. Natty 1.
That brings us to Darnayru.
Darnayru, you got to risk it to get the biscuit.
Uh-oh. Hero Nairu
is going to try. I mean, I'm still sickened one and slowed one, so I'm not in the best of situations, but I'm going to try it anyway. What I'm going to do is I'm going to cast my new spell, Blink Charge, which I have. It's a level 5.
This is the teleporting charge thing, right? Oh, nice. My gosh. So, oh, my gosh.
What this it'll do is I will. Well, first off, let me check
out. Double your movement speed as range. You've got it to get. You're trying to get behind the thing so you can flank with Varg. You got it.
So Darnayru sees Varg and in 6 seconds sees all of the drama.
He? I mean,
it's concealed. So maybe I don't know. Maybe I hear the grunt.
You hear Varg go down, though.
I do hear
him go down. I imagine that it shakes the ground a little bit.
Because he's a big guy. He's a big fella.
Was that? What, did you guys feel that? Was that? Did Varg die?
No, he didn't. He came back up.
He's fine. Oh, no, I hear him.
Because of all this, Darnayru leans forward, closes his eyes, and uses his blink charge and blinks right behind the Wraith, which puts him flanking the Wraith because Varg is conscious on the ground and Varg can make an unarmed strike.
Absolutely.
So it all counts. And I only have 2 actions. That is a 2-action cast, but lets me immediately do an attack.
It comes with a strike.
So the 5 flat check first.
Yes, sir.
Please.
Oh, no.
Evil.
Here's the question.
Did you roll a 5?
I rolled 4.
No, then there's no questions.
No, the question is should I use my hero point?
Oh, yes.
Kill it.
But if while you're standing next to be going down pretty quick. Man, definitely, all of that got wasted.
Definitely should use your hero point right now.
I can't do it. I can't because I need a way to get back up.
That's smart.
I know, but now I got to roll a fortitude save.
You're right. Don't.
No, he should not use it right now. Because
I rolled another 4. Get rid of this die.
Oh, you critically failed your save?
4 plus is fortitude? 20. Yeah.
20 total.
Yeah.
That's a failure. Okay. Not a crit failure. Slowed 2, sickened 2.
Yeah, because
you hadn't gone down. Yeah. Slowed 2?
I just realized something. This is the exact spot where Balnor died.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. We are back here.
Oh my gosh.
And now.
Are you
Varg
serious right now?
Wow.
What do you mean the exact spot?
This is where Balnor died.
Literally, Jordan is cursed in this area.
Well, let's see how cursed he is, because it's his turn.
Run away! Get out of there. Get behind Balnor.
Varg wakes up, is super weak, shaken, and he sees Kinflint's around the ground, I suppose.
Yeah, it would be there right next to you.
Grabs it.
That's 1 action.
Stands up.
That's 2 actions.
And moves out of the way.
How far?
I am not raging right now, so I can only move 25 feet.
Come to me.
Yeah, I suppose I'll go inside the apartment.
I need you to roll a fortitude save.
Because he's still inside.
Outside the aura.
If you went the other way, would you be?
Nope. He can't. It's a 30-foot aura.
Yeah, either way. I rolled a 10. That's 29 total.
That is a critical success for Varg, who is very fortitude-y. Is that your turn?
That's all my actions.
Okay, it's the Smogwraith's turn.
Ooh.
Bring it on. Please don't bring it on.
Standing next to one target, Darnayru. Time to strike.
The dino's close by, but he...
Now we'll see.
Doesn't he want to run over and hit the dino?
Nope, sure doesn't. Not one. There's a target standing next to him.
Okay. Come on. My AC's down.
I rolled a 37.
That's a critical hit.
To hit with the first strike. You said that was a crit?
Yeah, my AC's 25. How much?
I'm doing the math. This is the third time. 46 damage.
Something seems sus.
Not 4d6. 46.
46.
No, I rolled 14 on the damage dice. Plus 9 is 23.
Okay. Don't do that again.
Times 2 for the third time.
Please stop that.
Is still 46 damage. That was my first strike. Second strike, 35 to hit Darnayru.
Tie goes the roller. That's a critical hit.
Because you're sickened.
My AC is normally 27. It's 25 right now.
44 damage.
I am now unconscious and dying.
Third strike.
I have 41 health.
Dying 2.
Because that was a crit. Yep, dying 2.
You dying 2?
Mm-hmm. And I'm going to hit you one more time while you're on the ground. What's your AC?
21 is my AC.
I regular miss you. 21 is your AC?
Yeah.
Miss.
Yes!
Woo!
I rolled 18 to hit on the third strike.
That's horrible.
You would have
wait till I'm dying 4.
You would have to do it when he gained the dying condition on the last strike. But I'll allow it if that's what you want to do.
I do.
Okay.
Because if I don't do it now.
Why? Save it. Wait.
He said he's doing it.
Okay.
He doesn't get enough. His turn's over.
It doesn't matter. When I gain the dying condition.
I can do it again.
Or if I gain. No, because you have one. You're going to screw me like you almost screwed Varg.
I didn't almost screw Varg. I wouldn't do that.
Do it. It's your character. You play it however you want.
I wouldn't do it. I'm trying to help you.
I appreciate that.
This is going to really be good. This is going to be good. Yeah, this was smart. I'm a smart guy.
Sure.
24.
24 healing to Darnayru, who is prone and flissless.
No flissers.
They are dropped on the ground. When you go unconscious,
you drop it.
But you are wounded one and no longer dying, and are conscious and prone still.
I'm not worried about the prone thing, though.
And your spot and initiative moves to before the Smogwraith.
Perfect.
Whose turn is over. It is now Luton's turn.
After I take my turn, can I have the Dino Luton move to in front of the Wraith on their turn, or do I like not get to...
There?
Yeah.
You can command this...
To
character,
use one action.
Just like you can command Kal-El.
Okay. How about a lightning bolt?
From you? That would kill me.
No?
Oh, wait. I'm laying on the ground.
No.
No?
The lightning bolt hits everything in a line.
Oh. I just feel like the heal spells weren't doing enough damage.
I mean, it's vital.
Those are the things that
they
are doing
through.
All the damage.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
These things have a lot of hit points. That's what you're experiencing.
Can I do a two-action heal spell?
Yes. Yeah. And then also
and
direct this creature.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So
absolutely. You can do all that.
Fortitude save, please.
Oh, yes. Well, first I need a DC 5 because this is a targeted ability. You don't have to roll to hit, but it is focused.
It's a real bummer that I missed that concealment check.
5, exactly.
Oh, that is exactly what you needed to roll. And on my fortitude save, I'm not feeling very confident about this because it's a 24. Which means I fail my save.
Full damage.
And you did a level 5 or a level 4 casting?
Level 5.
Yeah, so that's 5d8 damage.
Yes, okay.
Directly to the Smogwraith.
Take it out.
Come on, do 40 damage.
What was it? Sorry?
5d8.
5d8.
Intense. What a great fight.
Scary.
Yeah.
19, 20 on the dice.
20 damage.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. You command Dino Luton at the end of her turn to move up next to this Wraith.
Flanking it
and
up.
And Dino Luton still has one action, and there is a one action version of the heal spell, which has a range of?
Touch.
Touch.
Touch,
and
yes.
It's range of boop.
Literally do this now. One more DC 5 flat check.
Come on.
To reach out and touch some undead one.
I'm using hero point.
What'd you roll?
A 2.
A 2.
Whoa.
Using a hero point to reroll a flat check? Oh my gosh.
I almost did it. Come on.
2 again.
Oh my gosh.
The dice have spoken.
Wow.
As Dinosaur Luton reaches out with her tiny, tiny, tiny forelimbs and misses the Smogwraith.
Little T-Rex arms.
Dang.
That actually kind of makes sense.
I have another hero point, but I'll save it.
That is the end of round 5. It is Kairos Duvalo's turn at the top of round 6.
Kairos wants to go with Divine Wrath again. So you need to roll a DC 26 fortitude save.
Does that hit all creatures in a radius?
No. Well, it's a 20-foot burst.
Yep.
That hits what?
So Darnayru?
It'll hit Darnayru. It'll hit Dino Luton.
Ugh.
It didn't before because you cast it. Oh, you could cast it out into space. What's the range?
20. The range is 120 feet.
No, because of the way they're positioned, you're going to hit Darnayru no matter what.
I'm not in Arcane Cascade.
Yeah, you are.
I am.
You cast that stance at the end of round 1.
And it just persists?
And it lasts until you break the stance.
Oh, because I haven't done a spell strike.
Correct.
Right.
I'm going to go. I'm standing in Arcane Cascade. I'm going to go with Divine Lance. I got one use of it.
Roll a DC 5 flat check as you notch an arrow.
13.
Oh, man. Yes!
And so now I'm going to go. Hit. I'm going to roll a hit. Natty 1.
Natty 1.
I'm using hero point.
What is happening?
Yeah! Natty 20, baby!
Yeah! Let's go!
Best use of a hero point ever.
My
this is awesome.
Gosh.
Just go for the 2d8 first.
It's 2d8 plus 2 times 2 plus 1d10.
Oh. What's the d10 from?
His critical damage is times 2 plus 1d10.
It's a bow.
Yeah.
Right.
I think
it's the deadly trait. Yep. The bow has the deadly trait. That also gets doubled, doesn't it?
Fantastic.
It was 2d8
no,
plus
it's
2
times
2.
Plus, yeah.
That's right. Deadly adds
that's
an extra.
That's 12 plus 2, 14. That's 28
and then
plus a
D10.
28 plus, so 20, 29.
Okay.
So about that.
29. And then I'm going to use my Blazing Bolt.
So 19 of that goes through, because this thing has resistance 10 to everything except what's coming next.
10 D6.
You said Divine Lance.
Oh, Divine
Lance.
I knew
that. I don't know why I said Blazing Bolt.
It's okay. It's probably also a good choice.
I'm so excited. It's going to be 64 times 2.
Spirit damage, if I'm not mistaken, for Divine Lance.
Yep.
So it'll be 22 total.
22 total.
That is already doubled. Oh, yeah. That's impossible.
Oh, it's 11?
I rolled 11.
11. Okay. Yeah. So 22 total damage with the crit. And this creature has resistance 10 to everything. Hmm. If you only use mundane weapons, it's resistance 20.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Right? So if you don't have magical damage. So every source of damage that you guys have dealt to this, doesn't matter what it is, I've been knocking 10 off every time, except for the vitality damage and spirit damage, which is what this is. All 22 damage goes through.
Nice.
And I need a creative way to describe your kill, sir.
Yes, Kairos!
From the hall, Kairos pulls back an arrow, speaks the power word, and lets loose his arrow. It passes through the fog and strikes true right through the garment of this fog monster thing. And then you just see it just obliterate.
Yes.
And then this fog starts to dissipate.
The fog does indeed dissipate as both of these creatures have been killed.
Yes. Up top.
Woo.
Bro, what a use of a hero point.
Oh my gosh.
That's so heroic, you should get one back.
I should get one back.
Well, I was going to until you said something.
Can I have one too?
One thing you guys should never do is beg for hero points.
But we're not like a beg. It's more like
get turned off
be
by
nice.
That.
It'd be nice if.
Sure would. You know what would be nice is if you didn't, like, lobby for
it
them.
It'd be nice.
Says the man who's like, praise me and I'll give you a hero point.
Literally.
Well, you should try that instead. But you didn't.
I'm not doing
so
that.
So I won't.
Boo.
Let us know.
I almost died.
Let us know in the comments.
Only GMs listen to this show and they all agree with me. So.
That was fun.
Is it done yet?
Wow.
Oh my gosh. I'm going to. Varg walks into the room.
I'm not going back out there.
Puts his axe. Right on. Kinflincer. Like right underneath the chin.
You're like lifting him up by it almost?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Better
He says, careful what you say next.
I didn't mean no offense, Sonny. It's been a stressful month. You understand. It's been your fault.
It's not been our fault.
No, it has. You've been stressful to me as the villain of book 2.
You're welcome, Miss.
Varg walks out of the apartment.
I'd like it if he never came back in here.
Watch your tone. Now. We need to take care of ourselves. You stay right there.
Are we going to heal right now, or what?
Definitely need some. I'm hurting. A medicine check would be nice.
I can do medicine. All right, let's just take a break in the action.
Heal magic.
And we're back. We burned a couple charges off this greater staff of heal. We had a critically failed treat wounds check on Darnayru. Mm. So he's still wounded one, but everybody else is full, with Kairos having no more level 5 spells as well. So
yeah.
That's a thing.
But now we've dealt with a threat to Mugland, so he better be helpful now.
And you notice there is also some treasure that smashes down onto the balcony outside of Shomal Azirius's apartment. There is a ruby ring worth 250 GPs.
Whoa!
Can we roll an identify, or is there a magic? Is it magical? Can we identify
it
that?
It does not detect magical, but you do detect something magical inside Shoma's apartment that you guys never found, because
Kairos kept that secret to himself.
No, because it was not there. It was something that Mugland has scavenged, and he doesn't know what it is. There's some glassy orange bauble. It's just some object, and he thought he might be able to trade it in for a favor or something like that in the future, but it detects as magical, and he doesn't know that.
Varg threatened the crap out of him and get that thing from him.
You can take it from him. He gives it to you as
Is it on his person?
No, it's just sitting on the counters.
Oh, he gives it to us?
Yeah, he gives it to you as payment.
Can we identify it?
Yeah, can I roll Arcana?
Yeah, you detect magic on it. I will need a successful Arcana check in order to determine what this thing is.
That is a 34 total.
Nice.
A
34. You identify this thing as an elemental gem. Oh, what's an elemental gem, you say? Sounds pretty
cool.
Basic, right?
It's what is it?
Level 10 item.
What?
And when you hold the gem in your hand and shout the name of an elemental lord and then smash this glassy gem, it summons a fifth level version of that elemental.
Whoa.
Which acts as a minion. Just like a summoned creature. It takes the form of a living wildfire because it is a reddish-orange elemental gem.
That's awesome. Wow.
So you shout out the name of the elemental lord of fire and then smash this thing on the ground, and there you go.
That's pretty sick.
Keeping that in the bag until we want to use it.
Yeah.
Right, let's get Mugland out of here. I'm done with this place.
Out of here? Do you want to ask him, like, now's the time. We just did the thing for him.
Let's force him to write a full confession.
Ooh. I like it.
Confession, hey?
Yes.
You would see me inside of a jail cell.
Either that or the gallows.
That doesn't really work for me either way.
Would you rather take a fall off the cliff again?
Roll an intimidation check. You need to coerce him to do this, yeah. So roll an intimidation check.
Can I aid?
Yes, you guys can all aid this.
I'm trying to see my intimidation's okay.
That is a 24 total.
35.
That's a critical aid.
28.
A critical aid. What's your training levels in intimidation?
I'm trained.
Trained.
Trained and trained, so plus 4.
Trained, 26.
Another crit. Plus 6. You guys are intimidating the snot out of Mugland for a total of 31.
Whoa.
We're angry.
And he says, nah, all right. Hold your horses there, big fella. I don't have wings like some of you. I don't want to go for another flight. I'll testify whatever you say, but I'm going to need a place to stay until then. Someplace where I can lay low. Where no one will find me. Because these smog wraiths have been targeting me, see? They come out of that hydro forge every day. Why don't you figure out what's going on there?
I know.
First.
Yeah.
Let's stash them at Phoebe's.
You know where is somewhere even safer? The Cradle of Quartz.
Just kidding. Definitely not.
Just joking.
I don't want to go there again.
I think Phoebe's probably is... But yeah,
there's people there that can watch him,
keep him. Yeah, he's slippery. I don't know.
Sounds like a toddler,
basically. No,
I'll do what you say. I don't need to be hunted down by you or anything else, unholy.
Then I believe that.
Why is it that you doubt me after you rolled a critical success? You have a disease in your brain.
It's true. All right, so I say we take him to Phoebs, then. I agree with you guys.
Nincompoops. The lot of you.
I'm losing it with this guy.
I can't take it. How unprofessional was this whole exchange?
You're lucky to be breathing.
Knock him out.
Yes, I would keep
Bark punches him.
Does it work as
no,
yeah, knock him out.
Bark punches him.
Punch the that level hurt. 8 creature and see how much damage you do.
Okay, this is with an unarmed attack. Mm-hmm. Or with my knuckle dusters.
Yeah, knuckle dusters, absolutely.
Yeah.
Which are lethal.
36.
36 is a crit. How much damage do you do? He's not wearing armor. That's a critical success.
That's 12 damage.
12 damage. Times 2? I'm assuming
24.
24 damage. You check the box that says crit.
Now it is.
And it's 24?
Mm-hmm.
Ow! There's no end to your rudeness, it would seem. I'll go to the place. I already agreed to it. You can't coerce me twice.
Shut your mouth!
I'm going.
Okay.
I know where the Bullet and Barrel Saloon is.
So he's going there, and we have to go to this place where the wraiths were coming from.
You also have a missing...
We have two more
traveling
leads.
Elementalist, right?
Yeah,
right.
It's Amulet.
Amulet. And then some other disappearing merchants.
Mm-hmm.
Merchants, a traveling circus.
Thievers, Chalm.
Yep, Thievers, Chalm has gone missing.
And Thievers was chased into Dead Man's Alley. Nope, Rebecca, who was kidnapping Thievers, was chased into Dead Man's Alley, and the wraiths got Thievers. So I'm wondering if the missing people are being taken to this place where the wraiths are coming from.
To make more.
Oh, don't say that. That's probably what's
happening. That's what we just found out happens.
But I also still kind of feel like Ibrium is behind it.
100%.
Because they were going after Mugland, because Mugland's a loose end.
That's right.
You guys want to go investigate Dead Man's Alley?
I think it's safer, because I think marching right into the... What's the place called at the bottom of the waterfall?
Tin Wound Hydro Forge.
The Hydro Forge. I think that's probably going to be a more scary situation than Dead Man's Island. Tin Wound.
W-O-U-N-D. Wound, wound.
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 Both.
Tin Wound.
I think wound makes more sense because it's like clockwork.
I think it's wound.
Tin wound, Hydro Forge.
Wound.
Bard just got wounded.
He got wound.
And wound him up.
And Darnayru is still wounded.
I'm still wounded. Okay, you guys want to go Dead Man's Alley?
Dead Man's Alley it is.
And okay. Investigate.
You arrive at Dead Man's Alley and find evidence of a fight. Specifically, residue of smog and a bullet that radiates magical energy.
A bullet?
A bullet from a firearm.
Can we...
Magic guy, go check that out.
Roll to see what kind of magic this is?
I would need an arcana check, please. I can also get a perception check and a society check from anybody.
Perception check.
I'll roll society just for funsies. I only rolled a 22, not very good.
22 also, bad.
36.
Varg, want to roll a society or a perception check? Because both of those were failures.
I will roll a society.
All right.
19 total.
Okay. You guys aren't pulling up any new information, but you can determine what this magical bullet is. It's a piece of firearm ammunition called a corpse collar round. And I'll tell you what that does.
Sounds so metal.
A 36 is not a pass?
Yeah, it's a critical success.
Okay.
To identify this bullet. It's entirely crafted from obsidian and engraved with hair-thin runes. When a creature that has been struck by it dies, it raises up again as undead.
What?
Whoa.
Within the next 24 hours.
This is not what I thought it did.
Yeah, it does 4d10 negative damage, and you become doomed one.
Wow.
Also, if you fail the fortitude save that's attached to it. And if you die while having that doomed condition on, you become an undead 24 hours later.
Oh my gosh.
It's horrifying.
Who's going around shooting this thing?
I'll give you one guess.
Ibrium.
No, that's the wrong answer. That's also the wrong answer. Thank you.
I've been saying Ibrium this whole time, meaning Parsis. I can't get them together.
You'll get it. I shamed you.
I already forgot.
Oh, good.
Parsis.
Let's keep the bullet.
Keep the bullet? Mm-hmm. Absolutely, we'll keep the bullet. So, that means he's floating around in Alkenstar.
Mm-hmm.
Shooting people.
Just maybe he's using the fog to slow people down and then take them out.
Taking them out.
This seems to be a theme of sorts here.
Yeah.
The last lead that you guys have is Emmalet, the missing traveling magician.
He was last seen overlooking the Screw.
At the Screw Overlook, which is a tourist spot.
Yes.
That's known for people selling all kinds of magical trinkets, jaguar calls, and stuff like that.
So I guess we'll have to go over... Well, is there anything you think we're missing from this location, Dead Man's Alley? That's probably all we
There's lots you're there. Missing, but you guys rolled really low.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's a good point.
I see we head to the Screw Overlook next.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's go.
I can actually take you to the map of the Screw Overlook, if you'd like.
Yeah.
Oh, it's resplendent.
Shumfallow 5, describe what you see to Gale.
There's several carts with different color tarps over them, and it's like a little market, like a little Sunday market.
Made up of, like, wagons.
Yeah. Wagons and things and such, and it's right on the pier.
It's cool because it goes out like a big old half circle.
Yeah, it's like Seattle.
Off of the stone ground, and then it's a wooden, like, plank.
Promenade.
Mm-hmm.
Across the water that you can't totally see on the map here is the Screw. You get to see it in its entirety. This massive Archimedes screw where boats come up to it. And when they come up to the bottom, it rotates one direction and lifts them all the way up to the top. And when they come up to the top, it rotates back the other direction and they go all the way down to the bottom. So you can see this massively long queue of boats that's waiting. Imagine a stoplight that only allows one direction of traffic to flow at a time. And you can see a lineup of boats, a half a mile in either direction.
Perception check to see if Loveless's boat is down there. Just kidding.
Sure. You can roll a perception check.
I would like a perception check to see what kind of boats are down there. Because we are looking for Loveless and her exploding boat. I didn't roll very well. 22.
I got a 31.
23.
All right. You don't notice Loveless's boat, which you don't know what it looks like.
Right.
But there is not a boat with a flag that says Loveless is on this boat.
Not a Pyronite here?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
What about, like, Hag Daughter or something like that?
Nope, okay. Nothing like that. Nothing pops up. She's not on Life 360, so you can't find her location.
Okay. Well, I was hoping we could see something from afar, but for this area here to investigate, what can we roll to search through this area and see if we can find anything about...
Oh, yeah. You guys can start...
Or ask people?
You can ask around. There's lots of merchants and other things like that.
Yeah.
And we'll find out what questions you ask them next week.
Whoa.
That checks out.
I'm so glad that's over. That was so stressful.
Stressful.
I hope there's boysenberries.
There's definitely boysenberries.
Oh, can't wait.
And strawberry spread.
Stay tuned.
And garlic bread.
Varg.
Ooh.
You almost legit died.
Dude, we'll see you in a week, buddy. Buddies.
Close.
See you next week.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.